Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. When a patient experiences cardiac arrest, there are several things that we should do to give them the best chance of survival. Calling for help so we're not trying to work a code alone, starting good CPR to circulate blood to the vital organs, and delivering a shock as soon as possible if the patient is in a shockable rhythm. To aid in the delivery of a shock, an automated external defibrillator, or AED, should be used in settings where a full monitor defibrillator isn't available. The use of an AED to deliver life-saving defibrillation is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip daily for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the PASS ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips that will help you pass ACLS. Performing good CPR and delivering a shock as soon as possible to a patient in ventricular fibrillation, or pulseless VTAC, are two of the most critical interventions that have been shown to increase survival after cardiac arrest. The most common rhythm a person is in during the first few minutes of cardiac arrest is ventricular fibrillation. Immediately delivering a shock to a monitored patient that goes into VFib has about a 90% chance of success. We lose 3 to 10% chance of successful conversion to a perfusing rhythm for every minute that passes. This is why we should deliver a shock as soon as possible when a patient is in a shockable rhythm. To help with the rapid delivery of a life-saving shock, an AED should be used when a full monitor defibrillator isn't available. AEDs are small, simple to use, less expensive than a monitor defibrillator, and, most importantly, are effective. Research has demonstrated significantly better out-of-hospital cardiac arrest outcomes in areas with robust community CPR programs, public access and first responder AEDs, EMD-certified dispatchers that provide pre-arrival instructions, and advanced life support EMS with destination and advanced notification protocols. There are plenty of AED success stories online and in the news. I frequently like and share AED success stories on the PASS ACLS Twitter and LinkedIn pages. Healthcare providers that take a BLS class prior to ACLS learn to use an AED. The skills of early recognition, calling for help, starting good CPR, and hooking up the AED as soon as it arrives is further emphasized and practiced during your ACLS class. Here are a few tips to help you get the most out of an AED. First, and most important, is that an AED is no good until it gets to the patient's side. Upon discovering an unexpected, unresponsive patient, healthcare providers and laypersons alike should call for help. Doing CPR alone sucks. If the person is an adult and you're alone, or you don't have the ability to yell or call for assistance, you may need to leave the patient shortly to call for help and grab an AED if one is available. In most cases, help is available, so we should start good CPR until help arrives with the AED. The AED should be turned on, cables attached, and pads placed while fast and deep chest compressions continue. Once the second pad is placed, most AEDs will give a verbal instruction to stand clear while it analyzes the rhythm. If a shock is advised, it will say so and begin charging. Although not possible with every AED, we should resume chest compressions while we're waiting for the AED to charge. The person working the AED must double-check to ensure that nobody is touching the patient before pushing the button to deliver a shock. Once a shock is safely delivered, the AED will give instructions to continue CPR and may even have a beep or a ticking metronome to help the compressor deliver compressions at a rate of 100 to 120 per minute. AEDs also have a built-in timer, so after 2 minutes, it will advise to stop CPR so a pulse and rhythm can be checked. Until an ALS ambulance arrives for out-of-hospital arrests, or the hospital code team arrives with a monitor defibrillator, the AED can be used to work a code. As long as the AED recognizes a shockable rhythm, it will continue to advise to deliver a shock every 2 minutes, and will follow the left side of the adult cardiac arrest algorithm. If no shock is advised for a pulseless patient, we'll assume a systole or PEA and follow the right side of the algorithm. Hopefully, the AED is compatible with the monitor, and switching between the AED and the ALS ambulance or hospital monitor defibrillator is as easy as plugging the AED's pads cable into a different machine or a cable adapter. Hospitals, ambulatory clinics, and first responder agencies that are purchasing AEDs should keep interchangeability in mind when evaluating an AED. To ensure safety, AEDs should not be used on patients with a pulse or patients in standing water. If using a semi-automatic AED, that is, one where the person pushes the button to deliver the shock, the person working the AED must check that no one is touching the patient before pushing the button. If anyone on the team sees something potentially unsafe, they should speak up. If you found today's tip on AEDs useful, consider giving back via the secure link or give PASS ACLS Tip of the Day a shout-out on social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.